Explain Well. Exclusive to The Drive with Robin Ross.
This was a conversation we were going to have yesterday, but we got sidetracked by the news of President Jacob Zuma being told to go back to prison, and now he's in Russia. So instead of that, we're going to talk about getting money back for your solar.
Yeah, I remember at the beginning of the year during the budget vote, the minister said that they would be giving some incentives for those who install solar.
Yes.
So we have some clarity, and we are now in tax season. So hopefully this can be some good news as we battle rolling stage six power cuts this weekend.
Christelle, who qualifies for this rebate from government?
Okay, so essentially it's individuals, and I'm going to come back to that point because this becomes important if you, for example, live in a complex that is run by a body corporate or a close corporation. It's individuals. So the rebate is a maximum of 15,000 Rand, per individual. To claim it, you need a VAT invoice for the solar that you bought, and you need to provide a certificate of compliance as well in terms of admin things. Only new and unused solar panels that were installed in this financial year with a minimum capacity of 275 watts per panel.
Which is sort of a normal panel you put on a residential house.
Yeah, it's pretty much your standard panel at a residence that is mainly used by an individual for domestic purposes.
Okay.
The business things are a whole, but so we're talking individuals here. It has to be connected to the mains of the house. Importantly, and this is perhaps the less good news, inverters not included.
Batteries also not included.
Just the
sorry, I realized as I said it, batteries not included. Yeah, okay.
But to come back to in terms of who can claim this, it can be a landlord, it can be a renter, it can be a property owner. It has to be the party that paid for the solar panels. So a body corporate cannot claim because that is not an individual. That is a legal jurisdiction. My English has run out. I've run out of English data bundle. Sorry.
Okay.
This is a rechtsentiteit. This is an individu.
Got you. So individuals only, and you can get a rebate on your panels that you have on your private house, but not on the inverter or the battery. We asked, what about people who are renting?
So this is where we get to the true form of Explained Well of yes, no, maybe. So they don't qualify for the 15,000 Rand rebate. But remember, we've spoken previously about claiming through SARS for income tax. Anything that helps you generate an income, you could potentially claim a portion of back. You might not get all the money. So this is why people can claim when they have a home office. This is, but it has to be related to the process of generating your income, and it'll be proportionate. So I would recommend get a really good tax practitioner.
Yeah, I was just quickly doing some quick maths in my head. 2 + 2 = 5. If you've got a home office, that is 10% of the floor space of your house.
Yeah.
Then you could claim 10% of the rental of your solar during office hours.
And possibly not even all the time, because the solar supplements your normal electricity usage.
Yes.
Yeah.
It's very technical. Then the other thing that I wanted to ask is, if you got your solar installed outside of this tax year, so you got the solar installed before this rebate was available, do you qualify?
Yeah. Well, what if you're an early adopter?
if you're an early adopter, it's great that you've got the lights on, but you don't qualify for this specific incentive. Again, I would look at what your options are in terms of what you can claim and what you can't claim. There are also implications for when you buy and sell a house with or without solar. But this is specifically from this tax year.
Okay, so that's
in 15,000 rand is niet te versmaai nie.
And it's what? Einde Maart?
Begroting was februari, so van Maart af.
Okay, so if you've installed new solar panels in your private residence that you purchased, you can get some money back. For the rest of us, it's going to be complicated. En as jy in 'n kompleks bly, jammer.
Was jy in 'n kompleks, is die persoon wat die geld neergesit het. Is die persoon met wie jy baie nice moet wees, nou.
Right, well, there you have it.
Elise just sent us a message to say the solar deductible is only for next year's tax season, as the rebate offer only kicked in on the 1st of March. And Elise, thank you for die boodskap wat jy ook gestuur het. Please clarify which tax year the deductible rebate is qualified for.
Absolutely. So, yes, this is for the 2023-2024 tax year. So, yes, we are now in tax season for this financial year. The expenses that you incurred on your new solar panels in this year, you can claim next year.
Next time.
Yes. Yeah. And thank you for those who are making sure we get this right.
Yeah.
Because, yes, this is the 2023-24 filing season.
Yes. So, if you got the solars and you bought them and they've gone in March or in April or whenever, next year this time will be on you.
Exclusive to Jacaranda FM. It's The Drive with Rob and Roz. Jacaranda FM.